Pull up a chair and get comfortable. It's time to talk about your federal benefits. Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators presents the FEBC Podcast with Elizabeth Inman and Brian Fentress.
Hi, Elizabeth here at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, continuing our conversation on Postal Service health benefit plans. It's coming up, going to be effective January 1st of 2025. However, you have to make those selections in open season 2024, and 2023 is the year for you to get educated and be prepared. It will impact your open season 2023 because the call volumes are going to be massive. People have all kinds of questions. So get ready. We're educating you. We've already done 4 podcasts on open enrollment and Postal Service health benefit plans, what postal reform, what changes it's made. It's impacting not just postal employees. It's eventually going to impact federal employees, whether it's high call volumes, hard to get your questions answered, or whether it's going to be a change eventually in premiums and payouts. You can bet there's going to be changes both in Medicare and federal health benefit plans, Postal Service health benefit plans, eventually because of these changes. Things are not going to stay the same. They just can't. The bill itself only calls for it to stay the same during the current year of 2025. So here we are talking about a very complicated topic that we don't even have all of the facts about. But we have a few facts, and I'm going to discuss those facts. So podcast number 1 through 4 started those facts. Be sure and go back into the podcasts. Listen to those podcasts. You can catch us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our website, www.febcnow.com. And we're continuing on. Now, on fact number 5, they are so similar and yet so different. So today, I'm going to spend my time and I'm literally going to read fact number 4 and fact number 5. That way you can listen to it over and over again to catch the differences for yourself, for your unique situation. This is for postal employees, primarily just for postal employees for this particular podcast, and you'll catch the difference if it happens to hit you in your current situation. You ready? Okay, going to be pretty technical. Get out your pencil and paper. If it fits your situation, you're going to know it when you hear me read the fact. If you're an active employee age 64 or older as of January 1st, 2025, you're not required to enroll in Medicare Part B to continue your Postal Service health benefit health plan once you retire. However, upon your retirement and entitlement to Medicare Part A, which typically happens around age 65, you'll have the option to enroll in Medicare Part B during a special enrollment period. Now, that's a special enrollment period. If you're the primary subscriber, your covered family members will not be required to enroll in Medicare Part B to stay on your Postal Service health benefit plan. However, enrollment in Medicare Part B may reduce your overall costs for healthcare-related expenses and may provide better value for you and your family. Now then, contrast that to fact number 5 that I'm also going to read word for word. If you are an active employee under the age of 64 as of January 1, 2025, to continue Postal Service health benefit insurance coverage in retirement, you will be required to enroll in Medicare B after you retire and become entitled to Medicare Part A, typically at age 65. If you're the primary Postal Service health benefit enrollee, your covered family members will also be required to enroll in Medicare Part B when you retire upon enrollment to Medicare Part A, if they wish to remain covered by your Postal Service health benefit insurance. If you retire on or after January 1 of 2025 and you are under 64, you will be required to enroll in Medicare Part B when you become entitled to Medicare Part A, typically at age 65, to remain enrolled in the Postal Service Health Benefit Plan. The Social Security Administration will mail you a notice when you are eligible to enroll in Medicare Part B during your initial enrollment period. Your initial enrollment period starts 3 months prior to your 65th birthday and ends 3 months after your 65th birthday. If you are the primary Postal Service Health Benefit Plan subscriber, your covered family members will also be required to enroll in Medicare Part B upon their entitlement to Medicare Part A if they wish to remain covered by your Postal Service Health Benefit Plan. Now, I'm pausing to give you an opportunity to understand the difference in part in fact 4 and fact 5. And then I'm going to speak to the federal employees and tell you that it is fact number 5 that will eventually impact you as a federal employee as well. Don't fool yourself to think this will only impact postal employees. It's just the facts. That's what we're going over. Postal reform of 2022 and how it's changing our lives as postal employees, postal retirees, and eventually federal employees, federal retirees. Important information. You may be healthy as a horse the day you retire, but eventually, at some point in time, health changes. Health situations impacts us in retirement. Everyone, no one is exempt. You owe it to yourself to be educated on these topics. That's why we do the podcasts. That's why we're here to help. And it's from the perspective of a postal retiree that I bring this information to you. So happy to try to share information here on this podcast. You can find us at www.febcnow.com. We have all kinds of information on that website. Free ebooks. We have TSP calculators where you can set and play with what you can add to or take away from your TSP contributions, what accounts you want to put your contributions in, C fund, S fund, I fund. Oh, what about the TSP mutual funds? Have you played with that? We've got all kinds of information, but right now we're focusing on Postal Service reform and how that impacts Postal Service health benefits. Postal Service right now is working on their educational plan to get that information out to you. As the information comes out, we're going to bring it to you in podcast form. We'll try to keep those short and sweet so you can take it in bite-size increments, not have to sit through a long, boring video. If you've got a topic, if you've got questions, send it to me at elizabeth@febcnow.com. We'll try to get the answers out to you. Important information that's going to impact your current employment, and it will impact everybody's retirement. I'm Elizabeth at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. Talk to you soon.